I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Today, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange remains behind bars in Britain, awaiting an extradition hearing. Sweden wants him for questioning in a sexual assault investigation. Assange denies the allegations, and he says he's going to fight extradition. WikiLeaks' release of U.S. diplomatic cables continues to reverberate. We're going to have more about that in a moment. But first, Assange's legal plight is creating divisions in his native Australia and online. The World's Clark Boyd begins our coverage.
Ever since WikiLeaks began releasing the cables, Australia's government has echoed the U.S. government line. Prime Minister Julia Gillard called Assange's actions grossly irresponsible. And so it came as a bit of a surprise today when Australia's foreign minister, Kevin Rudd, came out blaming the U.S. for the leak of its diplomatic documents. Here's Rudd in a TV interview.
I have been pretty consistent about where core responsibility lies in this entire matter, and that lies with the release of an unauthorized nature of this material by U.S. personnel. Okay, and that's being tested in the U.S. Legal system.
Rudd, who until June was prime minister, doesn't come off too well in some of the leaked cables. In one, he's dismissed as a mistake-prone control freak. Rudd said today that he couldn't care less about the criticism. He also said that Assange has asked for and is receiving Australian consular support in Britain. And that puts Australia in a diplomatic bind.
It's side by side with the United States in criticizing Assange, and yet it has a consular responsibility to look after and protect his rights.
Cameron Stewart is the associate editor of the newspaper, The Australian.
Any prosecution of Assange in the United States, I think, would be interpreted globally as politically motivated. And so that would be fascinating to see where the Australian government would draw the line there. And people are asking here, it's a real test case, if you like, of what the government here believes its responsibilities are towards someone who holds an Australian passport.
Stewart says public opinion on Julian Assange is evenly split in Australia. The same seems to be true online, says Kevin Mitnick. He's a former hacker who now runs his own security company.
I've talked to individuals that look at Julian as like a traitor, and then I talk to individuals that, you know, look at him as, you know, a crusader that's out to expose wrongdoing. So I've seen people on, you know, on both sides of the coin.
Which explains why every attempt to take WikiLeaks offline is met with efforts around the world to keep it running. But pressure is mounting on WikiLeaks' main source of income, online donations via credit cards. Yesterday, MasterCard said it would stop processing payments to WikiLeaks. PayPal has done the same. PayPal's Osama Badir explained today why his company cut them off.
What happened here is on November 27th, the State Department, the U.S. government, basically wrote a letter saying that the WikiLeaks committee were deemed, our policy group had to make the decision of suspending the account.
In response, a group called Anonymous says it's launched Operation Payback, cyber attacks against PayPal and MasterCard. A member of Anonymous told the BBC, "We feel that WikiLeaks has become more than just about the leaking of documents. It has become a war ground, the people versus the government." For The World, this is Clark Boyd.